This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. American Airlines and the City of Columbia announced today that it didn't have to pay out any money out of the Air Service Revenue Guarantee Fund for March 2013. Ridership and revenue for American Airlines flights to and from Columbia to Dallas-Fort Worth and Chicago O'Hare continue to be very high, according to American Airlines. City Manager Mike Mathis says this is excellent news, which validates all the market demand studies on which we based our decision-making process. This is no guarantee of future success, but a very hopeful indication that we will have a long and fruitful relationship with American Airlines. The city paid more than $22,000 to American Airlines after the airline's first 2 weeks at the city's airport at the end of February. Financial Director John Blattle said then that he expected the city to pay out of the revenue guarantee for Americans' first 3 months as it adjusts to a new customer base. American Airlines provides 2 daily nonstop flights to Dallas-Fort Worth and 1 daily nonstop flight to Chicago O'Hare from Columbia Regional Airport. Secretary of State Jason Kander has issued an alert to investors, warning them to be wary of fraudulent schemes. In a release, Kander warns investors to look out for investment proposals that promise unusual or excessive returns. Scammers will offer highly yield investments through websites, social media, or in person. And there is almost always a common trademark. The rates of return in these investments are always through the roof, sometimes more than 1% per day and as high as 100% per day. They include vague strategies that promise little or no risk to investors. Kander's office has provided some signs to help you detect a fraudulent investment scheme. In addition to high yields, the proposed investments sometimes ask you to deposit or wire money to a foreign-based account. Many of them offer special referral bonus, and their literature often contains poor grammar and spelling. Missouri senators are considering a roughly $25 billion budget plan that may be most notable for what it doesn't contain. Senators' debate on the budget is scheduled to begin late today, with some of the most agreeable items up first. Those include a $66 million increase in basic aid for public schools and a $34 million increase for public colleges and universities. Later, senators are to discuss some of the more contentious topics. The budget proposed by the Senate Appropriations Committee wipes out all funding for the Motor Vehicle and Driver's License Division. The intent is to register senators' disapproval of licensing procedures that include making electronic copies of applicants' personal documents. Like the House version of the budget, the Senate plan includes no money for Governor Jay Nixon's Medicaid expansion. The Mississippi River is on the way down at some hard-hit Midwestern towns. The National Weather Service website today showed that the river was at crest in places like Clarksville and Louisiana, Missouri. It was falling at Quincy, Illinois, and Hannibal. The river reached about and nearly 11 feet above flood stage at Quincy and nearly 12 feet above flood stage at Hannibal. The river is still rising from St. Louis south. Among the communities expected to see major flooding is Cape Girardeau. The Weather Service expects a crest about 10 feet above flood stage there around midnight Thursday. The Missouri and Illinois rivers and dozens of other rivers are also flooding after heavy rain last week. More rain is in the forecast for this week. For KBI News, I'm James Parham.